Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, once again, what an honor. What a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and just share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Boy, that's an awesome privilege and an honor to me, you know. And hey, man, I don't have the words to do. To describe how honored I am to serve such distinguished men and women, you know, sons and daughters of the Most High God, kings and queens. Hey, listen, if you're tuning into this radio broadcast right here, that means, you know, there's an invitation that's always going out to you, and that invitation is this. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get an inheritance, your inheritance. What inheritance is that? All of the kingdom of heaven. Well, I told you I ain't got but one message from the Most High God to you. That same message, boy, is the message that Jesus Christ came, boy, proclaiming to humanity. Boy. All of the kingdom of heaven, all that heaven consists of, was your inheritance. That belonged to you. That was yours before the foundation of the world. You lost it in Adam, and boy, it's been restored back to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. What are they? All of the kingdom of heaven. Well, that's the good news gospel. What are the all of the kingdom of heaven? Not some. All that heaven consists of. That's the invitation. What's the invitation, Arthur? Come, all you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven. That was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Hey, listen, that's yours. They belong to you. You lost that. You didn't lose that. The Adam lost that for us. And as a result of the Adam's loss, then all of us partook of it. The Lord God is a just God. And God is a great God. And God is a good God. And God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. That he looked beyond all our shortcomings and all our faults and all our mistakes. You know what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians? You know, he says, thanks be unto God who chose us before the foundation of the world. And look what he chose us to be holy. To be what, Arthur? To be holy. When he chose that before the foundation of the world. I ain't talking about what men doing. I ain't talking about religion. I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about what God does. That's what the kingdom of God is, the governing influence of God. Anywhere where God has power and control and influence, that's the kingdom of God. But boy, Jesus Christ come preaching the message, well, all of the kingdom of heaven, well, all that heaven consists of. That's your inheritance. That's what, and I'm going to bring that back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I say it again, you know, if you tune into this radio broadcast, boy, your Father in heaven loves you. And he don't love you no more than he loves nobody else. But boy, he's looking for some call I want. You know, a long time ago, the Lord told me one time, he said, listen, son, I'm looking to and fro the earth. What are you looking for, Lord? I'm looking for men and women who I can show myself strong on their behalf. What you mean, boy? Let me tell you what being in what he feeds and say, boy. Thank you unto God who chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. And listen, holy. What do you mean, Lord? Just like him. And without blame. And watch this part here. And covered in his love. Lord. Say it again, Lord, because they live it. Have you heard that, boy? Have you ever hear what, boy, this was? What? Thank you unto God who chose us before the foundations of the world. That's in your Bible, in the book of Ephesians. That's the first chapter. Well, what he chose? He chose us that we should be holy and without blame. I didn't read it to you many times on the radio broadcast. In the beginning, God created man. God created man in his image and his likeness and gave him dominion. Boy, that's holy and without blame. Created in the image and likeness of the Most High God, and that's holy and without blame. Covered in his love. I'm talking about, boy, nothing can separate you from that. I don't care. Nothing can separate you from the love of your Father. That's why the invitation again is, they come, all you who are blessed of your Father, all you who are loved of your Father, all you who are desired of your Father, all you who are fearfully and wonderfully made by your Father, come. Come what, Arthur? Come join the church and come shake the preacher's hand and come do, no, that, you can do all that too. That's good and everything. Come pass all that. Come what, boy? Come get your inheritance. Come get your inheritance. I ain't talking about preach about it, sing about it, talk about it, man, wish about it, hope about it. He say, come get it. Come what, Arthur? Hey, listen, boy, when they tell me, let me stop for a minute and back up. Boy, when Bishop tell me, hey, listen, Brother Young, there, man, I be like them horses, man, at the racetrack, man. Once that gate open, boy, they take out of us. And you know what, man? They got the eyes flint toward the destination. What's the destination, boy? The finish line. What's the finish line, boy? The prize. And what the good news about this race here, it ain't to the fastest, it ain't to the swiftest, it ain't to the strongest, boy, just the one that endured to the end. It don't matter whether you cross the line first or whether you cross the line last, boy. Everybody get the same thing. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, boy. All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Arthur, you trying to tell me, man, that everything that we're trying to get to in the sweet by is available to us in the right here and now? That's my message. That's my message to the world. Hey, listen, this is not just for this. This is outreach ministry, you know. And our assignment and our message is this, boy. And we commissioned by the Most High God. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them everything that I've taught you. That's all I can do, baby. That's all it is. And I'm just like a boy crying in the wilderness. I'm just like old John the Baptist, boy, crying in the wilderness, boy, the wilderness that the church is in. Saved. But wandering around in the wilderness, man. I'm crying out in the wilderness. Repent. What? Come out of religion, man. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. But in order for you to get that, the first thing you got to do is you got to repent. I ain't talking about quit doing this and quit doing this and quit drinking and quit sinning. I'm talking about, man, change your whole way of thinking. Why, boy? Because in this kingdom right here, it's a whole different way. Let me tell you something, especially over here in the Western world where we live in, man, you don't know nothing about the kingdom life. We live in a democracy. when you have your opinion and your opinion matters and you elect your official, go in the kingdom, man, you have your opinion, but it don't matter, man, what the king says, though. In the kingdom life, man, let me tell you something, man, that's royal life. That's different from civilian life. That's different from democracy. That's different from republic, man. That's different from the way you've been trained and conditioned to live, man. That's a whole different life. As a matter of fact, you know, I don't think I'd be stretching it if I would say this. You don't know nothing about kingdom life and kingdom living. You know church protocol, but you don't know kingdom protocol. You know proper procedures on, man, democracy and how to, you know, but you don't know, man, proper procedure, man, on kingdom living. You know why? Because you ain't been preached there. You've been preached a lot of good messages. You've been preaching a lot of messages that stir you up, man. Boy, let me tell you something, give you hope for tomorrow. What's that, boy? That boy, when it's all said and done, you're going to make it on in. You're going to live forever with the Lord in heaven. Man, let me tell you something. That's something to hope for, boy, but I'm talking about something greater than that. I'm talking about something, man, to believe for, to operate faith for, what? That man that in the sweet by and by that you're looking for, well, I got good news for you, man. That's in the sweet right now. That's in the here and now. And just in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing going to be. No, this is the day that the Lord has made, and every day can be a day of rejoicing. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what the deal is, boy, in the kingdom of heaven, everything is all right. Listen, well, when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden with the Father God, man, everything was all right. It wasn't worried about nothing. It wasn't no unbroken fellowship, man. It wasn't no sin. It wasn't no rebellion. Boy, it wasn't no church as we know it, man. It wasn't no apostles, prophets, none of that. None of that like we know it, man. I know, but it was God and his family, God and his children, God and mankind. Fellowship, man, on a daily basis, unbroken fellowship. Can you imagine what they were talking about? Can you imagine what life was like, boy, when God was in, and Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, in the presence of the Most High God, man, every day, man, communing with God, man, no shame, no guilt, no. Oh, Lord, cut it up, my love. Can you imagine, man, that kind of life? But, boy, that's what God set up on the earth. That's in your Bible, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God set that kind of life up on the earth. And know what he called that kind of life? Kingdom life. Know what he called that kind of life? Royal life. Know what those little pocket boys said, boy? You're a chosen generation. You're a peculiar people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A kingdom of kings. What's that, boy? That's rulers and priests. What's that? That's spiritual representatives. What are you doing? Ruling and reigning in life. How are they? By applying spiritual principles. Lord. I'm talking about kingdom life and kingdom living. You got to be taught that. You got to grow up in that. And see, that's what it's been, you know, church being in. Yeah, I don't think I'd be stretching it if I said it this way. You know, we the church say, we're just wandering around in the wilderness. But all the time, boy, right there, right across this Jordan River, right there, boy, the land flowing with milk and honey. The promised land, the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord. The Garden of Eden. Jesus called it, boy, the kingdom of heaven. All of just types and shadows of what? Of the kingdom of heaven. And boy, God set that thing up on this earth. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy, and started mankind on his way, boy. Then why you say that? Because I tell you, whenever they get me on this broadcast, man, that's what happened, man. You know, hey, I just take out running, man. That's what happened, boy, when God set up everything on the earth and then told Adam and Eve what their destination was, what that the whole earth was going to be filled with the glory of God and that it was going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. How you going to do that, God? I'm going to do that through my children, my chosen generation, my royal priesthood, my peculiar people. Who are the church? I ain't talking about, man, church like you know it. I'm talking about, boy, them called out ones, them chosen ones, man, them appointed ones, those sanctified ones, man, those ones who will get the mind of God and know him, be like David was, man. I don't want to see your words, Lord. More than I want us, man, be you. Teach me your precepts. What God said this, I ain't here to say this about nobody else in the Bible. Yeah, I like you, Dave, man. You a man after my own heart. Everybody, man, want me to give him a job and help him with this and give him peace and give me this and give me that and everything else. So you, David, you saying, Lord, man, give me you. Give me more you. Give me your peace. Teach me what's in your heart and what's in your mind, man. I want to know you. I want to chase after you. Yeah, thank you for the anointing and everything else, and boy, the ability and all them things that you gave me to do, and the mighty thing that I've seen you do through me and everything else. That's all good and dandy, but Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to be with you. I want to hang out with you. I want to get to know you. I want to be, man, with you. Boy, God, I say, David, you a man after my own heart. But boy, David knew some things. Boy, what he knew. And boy, as long as he was with him, long as he was with his father, long as he, everything was all right, baby. He had to worry about nothing. Same like I told you, boy, how you think it was in the Garden of Eden, man, when Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God? They didn't have to worry about nothing. Everything was all right. I mean, one time, boy, God asked me through my mother, man, and she told me, she said, Lord, ask her this. And then, boy, when she was telling me about it, what the Lord had asked her, it was like the Lord was asking me the same thing through her. And she told me one day, she called me and said, hey, listen, boy, the Lord told me, how would you feel if you knew everything was all right? She was in prayer. And she said, the Lord talked in prayer, boy, and spoke to her heart, man, and said, well, just as clear to her as anything. And she said, the Lord asked her, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? And she said, she stopped and started thinking, boy, and she said, man, I'm talking about she went beyond even what she could even imagine, man. She couldn't even imagine. She couldn't even begin to imagine how great that would be. Well, boy, she could feel it, man, you know. And then, boy, she said, Lord, I feel wonderful. I feel great, Lord. And she started naming ways in which she would feel. And then she saying, God, then out there, God told her, he said, well, feel that way. What? He said, well, feel that way then. Why? Because everything is all right. I'm with you. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you, man. There ain't nothing that can ever separate you from my love. I told you, boy, I chose you before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame and covered in my love, man. Nothing can separate you from that. I ain't never. Boy, it's mercy and do it forever. Hallelujah. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. Come on. Boy, his mercy. And do it for him. Well, I told you, he started on our court, just like with Adam, man. And he started Adam on his court, and Adam took off, man. What, headed toward the destination. What's the destination, man? Be fruitful. That's productive. Multiply, that means, man, multiply, boy, what you produce, man, you know. And that'll be fruitful and multiply and replenish, distributed, you know. Maybe spread it out, man. Freely receive, freely give, man. Just continue, man, to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, man, until you reach the fullness of everything that I say to you. That was God telling Adam and Eve, and he knew what he was saying to them, though. You just like me. You covered in my love. As I am, so are you. The thing that you see me do, you can do too. That was God was telling Adam and Eve in the garden. That's how they were talking in the garden. He wasn't telling the man about, you know, no judgment. Hey, he did tell him that, man, from the very beginning. He said, if you eat out that tree, hey, you're going to surely die. Don't eat out of that one. You can eat out of any one of them, but don't eat out of that one. Because if you do, you're going to separate yourself. And boy, Adam took out on his way, man, toward his destination. What? Being fruitful, multiply, and replenishing the area. Subduing the area. Well, the heaven is God's territory. The earth is your territory. So what my assignment is, make it in your territory just like it is in my territory. How I'm going to do that, Father? How long? I'm going to give you, boy, all of me in the person of the Holy Spirit. And he's going to come and dwell on the inside of you, and that's me and you. Hallelujah. And not only me and you, said the Lord, but you in me. Glory to God. And we shall be one, man. And it's going to be on your territory just like it is in my territory. We're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Glory. What God has written in pen and plan and for the world, boy, he want to extend, boy, his governing influence of heaven to a seen territory, man, that he created called the earth. And the way of doing that, the way he's going to get that done, boy, is through his family of sons that he created called mankind. That's you and I. to do what, boy? Hey, to help him, man, colonize Earth. What you mean colonize Earth, boy? To make Earth, man, a colony of him. He been having church and doing religion and doing all those things right there, man. You been having church. You don't know what church really is, man. You don't know how to be the church. The person for the church, boy, is the sick. I don't know about sick kitty. Somebody say, what do you say, boy? I say, boy, eyes ain't seen and ears ain't heard. We've been wandering around in the wilderness, man, year after year after year. And, boy, we've been deceived by the devil too long, man. What he said was his, it's been ours all the time, man, boy. And, boy, God is looking to and fro, like I said earlier, for a man or a woman or men or women who he can show himself strong on their behalf. What do you mean show himself strong on their behalf? That they, boy, that can do, like Jesus said, what the work that I do, you can do also. What he did, he cast out devils. Hallelujah. What do you mean he cast out devils? All them demons, man, were binding God's people up and keeping them from the knowledge of him, man. He bound them up, man. And he come, how did he bind them up, boy? He come with the word of God. I ain't talking about no sermons, man. I'm talking about he come speaking, man, what God said. That which was watched is here, not in the beginning. Old John, boy, saw it, boy, and he got a revelation of it over there in 1 John. He said that which was from the beginning. What you talking about, all this? See, in the beginning, that's Genesis chapter 1. The boy, God, I didn't when God first started, man, talking. The man, it is. Lord, he been talking forever, 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 forever. He been saying some things, man, before that. I told you what Ephesians chapter 1 said. God chose you before the foundation of the world. And listen, your manifestation on the earth, man, ain't when it all began, boy. You begin in him. You begin in him. So I'm going to say it again. Thanks be unto God who chose us in him. Where we was at in him. When? Before the foundation of the world. Where we was at in him. Hallelujah. I wonder if you can hear what I'm saying to me. What he chose. I'm talking about, boy, this before, either or day or when or where, that which was from the beginning. John said that we have seen and which we have handled and our hands are handled and we have touched. What was that? The word of life. Oh, boy. The word that God was speaking to man to Adam and Eve before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The only thing I've been telling you just been a little bit of bits and pieces. Like I come on here and say mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God and call you kings and queens too. Listen, man, that's more real than anything else in this world. That's more real than anything else in this world. Why? Because that's what God said about you. But he did create us in his image and our likeness, boy. I told you he started Adam on his way, man. Go. Planted in a little garden, man. Put Adam in that little garden in the secret place of the Most High God, boy, under the shadow of the Almighty, man, in the presence of the Lord, in that delightful place, in that little carbon copy of heaven. And, man, throw Adam in on your mark. You said, go. Where you going, Adam, boy? I'm going to make this whole territory that earth gave me, that the Father gave me the earth. I'm going to make this whole earth just like this little garden of Eden. What's going to be the end result, boy? It's going to be all right. Just like it is in heaven. Who's doing that? That's our Father in heaven. That's what he's doing. That's his original intent and plan and purpose, man. If you don't know that, man, then you'd be wandering around in the wilderness, man, and all you'd be doing is preoccupied with watching this here. Good thing. What? Having church. Man, they wouldn't have no church the way we're doing it, man, in Genesis chapter 1. Church, the way we have it, is a product of the fall. What's the good news is, man, let me tell you something, boy, you can be picked back up, man, and put back on course toward God's original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. What? Ruling and reigning on the earth, man, you know. Helping him, man, colonize earth with hell, man. How are you going to do that, Arthur, boy? Through, man, the governor of the kingdom. Who is that, Arthur, boy? That's the Holy Spirit. I told you how God said it a little bit earlier, you know. How are you going to get that done, Father? How you gonna be with us, Father? Cause you in heaven. How you gonna be with us, Father? Hey, I'm gonna be with you in the person of my spirit, the Holy Spirit. He's gonna live on the inside of you. If he on the inside of you, and me on the inside of you. And if he on the inside of you and I'm on the inside of you, then he ain't gonna testify but a one thing. Do you say how be when the spirit comes? He should not speak of himself. He's gonna testify of me. What? He's going to testify the word of God. In other words, let me say it plain and simple, boy. He'll take that word of God, everything that God said, that, boy, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He'll take that word of God, man, and manifest it, boy, in our lives here on this earth. I'm going to get that done, man, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Hey, you've been trying to do it all. You've been trying to quit sinning, and you've been trying to get yourself again. You've been trying to do it, and you've been trying. And that's a good thing. The boy, God said, there remaineth the rest of my people. Well, he sees from all they work, man, and enter on into a work that's already completed. What do you mean, boy? That when they come to the knowledge, man, the gospel of the kingdom. Well, let me tell you something, baby, that's the finale. That's the end time message. Hallelujah. And boy, you living in the dispensation in time, boy, where I'm talking about we on the brink of a global explosion, brother, of the gospel of the kingdom, man. You can't stop this here, boy. Jesus, God said this here, boy, hey, Lord, I'm about to boy, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago. Let me read some scripture to you. Let me just stop. In fact, you know, let's just... I wanted to stop earlier, and I tell you when my brother tell me I'm on the air, boy, I tell y'all like them hard to do, man. You know, cause I head toward the destination. What's the destination of that game, boy? Boy, to get you, boy, I'm down my boy, out of the wilderness into the kingdom. I like Joshua and Caleb, man. You know, and listen, they wandered around in the wilderness, man, 40 years too. Even though, boy, they were preaching the kingdom of God, yeah, we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. The other ones talking, they were murmuring and complaining, man, about the problems and how big it was and all this, because they were still in the natural. But those Joshua and Caleb, man, from the very beginning, man, they say, yeah, we'd be more than able to go in and get out of land. That's our inheritance. That belongs to us. I like Joshua and Caleb, man. I've been wandering around in the wilderness just like the rest of them. And even though Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report, they wandered around in the wilderness right along with the rest of them. But they maintain their confession of faith, boy. They said, kept on saying, yeah, we'd be more than able. But you know, boy, them other 10 men thought the whole people, man, not to go across. Who them other 10? That's the religious one. Oh, they believed in God, and they served God, and they seen what God had did. They delivered them out of Egypt and everything else, but boy, they wouldn't go across there and possess that land. Why they murmuring and complaining, man. That's all going on in the church, murmuring and complaining, slandering, backbiting, man, you know. All kind of stuff going, man, come on. As a result of they wandering around the wilderness, man. Joshua Caleb wandering around the wilderness too, but all them died. All the mother kids, and all the ones who man was. In other words, boy, religion gonna die. But boy, not the kingdom. Boy, they is the everlasting kingdom. And Joshua Caleb, boy, even though they wandering around in the wilderness with the rest of the church, they didn't die in the wilderness. Boy, they fulfilled something. Well, it took, man, them children that would come out of Egypt that was 20 years and old, and all those that was born in the wilderness, they led them across the Jordan River into the inheritance, the promised land. Hey, Lord, I'm not Joshua. Hey, Lord, I got one assignment. He told me a long time ago. Hey, in fact, I didn't even know what he was talking about then. A long time ago, boy, I was a little bit of boy. He told me he was my little Josh. Well, boy, I ain't know who you're talking about. I ain't know who Joshua was and everything else. I'm a little bitty boy. We was in Sunday school. Hallelujah, boy. I'm talking about he told me and that, man, and that always stuck with me. Then I come to find out who Joshua was. Well, there were different characters in the Bible than Joshua. No, but I found out who you're talking about. Yeah, Lord. Hey, Joshua, who they talking to in the Lord? He said, listen, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. But I call you, Josh. And just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you, Josh. What you want me to do, Lord? I want you to take my people across the Jordan River into the inheritance. Moses brought them across the Red Sea into salvation. But I'm looking for a people, boy, who I can show myself strong on their behalf, who will lead my people, boy, over across the Jordan River, over into all of the inheritance. What's the inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. That was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. That's over there across the Jordan River in the Promised Land. Church been wandering around in the wilderness, man, year after year after year after year, generation after generation after generation after generation. But like I said earlier, boy, you're on the brink of a global explosion, boy. That Joshua and Caleb spirit, man. What Josh and Kayla Spirit. Yes, there's going to be some giants in the land, and yes, there's going to be some opposition, man. You think you've been faced opposition, man, establishing the kingdom of heaven on the road? They were crucified. Lord, but even death couldn't stop death, boy. He got up, man. And boy, when he got up, man, after he rose from the dead, boy, he let me tell you something. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus began his ministry, and he said, boy, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What he come telling you, man, I come to bring back, boy, I'm talking about what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, man. I come to bring you back, man, and restore you back to the relationship that God had with his Adam and Eve before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Oh, yes, I know it got some faults and mistakes in your life, and I'm going to clean you up first, and I'm going to work from the inside out. I'm going to make you holy. I'm going to make you righteous. I'm going to all that gift of God. I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to give you the kingdom of hell. Why, all those gifts from God, why? Because we're covered in his love. Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. Well, let me read something to you. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 9. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I'm going to read something to you again. Let me read verse 7 to you again. And of the increase of his government, first he said, boy, unto us a child is born. Hallelujah. Hear that. That's Jesus. That's the boy came through Mary's womb, boy. That's Jesus. And unto us a son is given. Who is the child? That's Mary, boy. That's Jesus. Who is the son? That's God, boy. That's Christ. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And what he coming with, boy, and what he born for, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. But the ruling authority of hell. He couldn't bring boy the governing influence of hell and boy. He couldn't bring back man the governing influence of God. He come with a government upon his shoulder. Then the Bible saying of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment. Well, see right there, that's powerful right there. With judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts, he will perform this. What did Jesus Christ come with? He come born with the kingdom of heaven. He come where we were going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 before Adam and Eve ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He come with that on his shoulder. He come with that lifestyle. Can you imagine what the earth would be like, man, if Adam and Eve never would have ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Can you imagine what they'd be doing? Can you imagine what we'd be doing? Can you imagine what life would be like if we would, if Adam and Eve had never ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Can you imagine what this earth would be like? I tell you. It'd be on earth just like it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Say that again. It'll be on earth as it is in heaven. Hey, I need to cut that down. It'll be on earth just as it is in heaven. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Where are the, it'll be on earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to say that one more time. It'll be on earth just as it is in here. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. So what what you say, Jesus? What Jesus came back with on this show? He came with that ruling authority, that governance form. He came back with the kingdom of God. He come back more with the governing influence of God and establish it back on a territory called earth through his family of sons. For what purpose, Arthur? So that it might be on earth just as it is in him. In other words, you say, I'm going to come and I'm going to establish it and I'm going to set up on the earth and it's going to increase. It's going to start off, boy, first on the inside of you and your heart and everything else. And then as you grow in it, man, the increase, there shall be no end. They're going to steady increase. Just like the Bible says, the kingdom of heaven is just like a little bit of mustard seed. It might be the smallest seed of all, but it grows up, man, into the biggest tree, man, in the garden, man, and all the birds come flock therein. It might just start off like a little bit of leaven, man, but it'll leaven the whole lot. It'll affect the whole barrel of meal. It'll start off, man, little by little by little. It'll grow, man, go forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Until it reaches, man, the fullness of man, his purpose. Until the whole earth be filled with the glory of God. And that all God's children, you and I, be able to cry, Abba, Father, what? Our source and sustainer, what? Created in his image and in his likeness. Ruling and reigning, boy, over our domain. Or our territory called earth. Just like our Father is ruling and reigning over his territory called hell. Fulfilling God's will and desire for our life that was from the beginning, that is now, and that will forever be for all eternity. What that is, Arthur, boy, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Forever. In him. And listen, Jesus Christ came in to set that back on earth. I told you what God set it up on earth. And he, remember I told you, he planted a garden. And there he placed a man in there. He placed us in a specific place. He placed us in a specific position. And he created us in a certain way and put us in a certain place. And in that certain way he created us and in that certain place that he placed us in, he said from there, be fruitful, be productive, succeed, replenish the whole earth, make the whole earth just like this little garden of Eden. Everything that's going on up in here, boy, let it be going on the whole earth. Therefore, God said, I have need of you. I told you, he's looking to and fro the earth. He's looking for men and women. He ain't trying to have no church, man. He got enough of that going on, man. Religion ain't going to start. Religion is not the answer. Listen, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophets. Man, he wants you to get past, man, what I'm saying, man. He wants to come tell you what he said. It's not his, man, desire, man, for you to have to hear from him through me. I'm just here, man, to help you punch you, man, to him. But you can hear from him yourself. How are they to kind of let you know that, man, you know, the colonization that God had going on, man, you know, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Genesis chapter 3, man, the colon was cut. And when the colon was cut, man, you know, the colon is like the thing that goes from our mouth that part all the way down through our rectum. And what goes through the mouth come out through, man, the rectum, man, you know. That's the colon. Well, you know, that's where we get our word colony from, or colonization, you know, to be one, you know, that what comes down from the head may also come all the way out through, man, the drought, man. So what praise God, man? So from the head, man, there, through the colon, man, the Holy Spirit and everything else, then, man, what's going on in the head and in the head territory can be going on in our territory. All right, coming down through that colon, through that colonization, through that one. Through that one pipeline, through that one thing, what God will. And Genesis chapter 3, man, the colon was cut. When the colon was cut, then the connection was cut, and the separation was cut there, then, man, it could no longer, what's going on, man, in heaven could no longer be going on the earth. Why? Because the colon been cut. The Holy Spirit gone. Adam and them disobeyed God, man. You know, it wasn't no apple, nothing like that, but they rebelled against the known will of God. Let me say it in a simple way, quote. They disobeyed God's word. They went against the word of God. They became independent man from God. But as a result of that, man, the colon was broken. So therefore, what was going on, if the head could not come down all the way down through the bottom, it couldn't be on earth the way it is in heaven no more. Why? Because the connection was lost. That's the Holy Spirit. That's why our scripture I read to you, boy, and when God spoke that prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, let me tell you something, boy, first before that, man, God was, man, I'm talking about war in them and telling them everything else, but now judgment on the children of Israel and everything else. But in the midst of that, like I was saying earlier, boy, his mercy endures forever, man. Watch what else he said in chapter 7, man. He said that the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it, watch it, with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Listen, the last part of that verse, man, guarantees that what the Lord had promised, he gonna perform this. What? He said the Lord of hosts will perform this. The first part of that verse, boy, has reference to the fact that there would it ain't gonna just start on earth all instantly and everything. It's gonna be a gradual thing. It's gonna increase. It's gonna start on like a little bit of mustard seed. And it's gonna start to grow, boy. And grow and grow and grow. Up on the earth, man. Hallelujah. And what's gonna go, boy? The kingdom, man, of heaven and the kingdom of God. Until, boy, it fills the whole earth. Lord, on the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Until the whole earth is filled with death. And that's what God is doing. And he's looking to and for the earth. He's looking for men and women, man, who will come out of religion. You know, he said this, I don't care who you are, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, man, they're looking for something. What they're looking for are the boy, they're looking for a utopia. They're looking for the answer to all their problems. They're looking to, man, how can I make these ends meet, man? How can I bring harmony, man, to my home, man? How can I make it so that, man, my family and everything is all right, man, and man, we living in the fulfillment of life. How can I find out, man, what my true purpose is and what I'm supposed to be doing? Turn the invitation, man, go out again, man, and to say, come, all you who are blessed of your Father, come what are the man? Come unto me. Who is that talking about? That's Jesus. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You'll find rest for your soul. See, not only will you find rest for your soul, boy, but if you come on in into the kingdom, you come on past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past man, churchianity, past Christianity, past religion, past Mormonism, past Hinduism, past Buddhism, past all Scientology, past all of that, man. On back into the very presence of the Most High God. What are the, come on back into the Garden of Eden. You remember what I said? What would life be like, man, if you lived in the Garden of Eden, man, before you, without any guilt or condemnation, man, not shame, not, no condemnation, no guilt, before it was, before Adam made out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What is the invitation? Well, God is saying, man, you can come on back into that place. Right. All the things that Jesus Christ did and he taught and you saw him do and the received, you know, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the casting out devil, the opening blind eyes, all those things just showing you and I, you. But what do you say? What do you say, man? I come to show you you. I come to show you, man, you. I ain't come for, man, you to put me way up on a pedestal and everything. Yeah, yes, I'm the firstborn of many brothers. Yes, I'm the way. Yes, I'm the truth. Yes, I'm the king of kings and everything else. I come to show you that you're a king, too. I come to show you. They ask me, they say, show us the Father. Jesus said, you want to see the Father? Yeah, he said, if you see me, you see the Father. He didn't talk about man and then told us the disciples. He said, you know what, y'all? Hey, listen, you just like me. As I am, so are you. And just like if they see me, they'll see the Father. When they see you, they're supposed to see the Father too. That's what I come, man, to bring back to you, who you really are, what you really have, where you really come from, why you're really here, what you really can do, and what's your final destination, where you're going to end up at, right? In heaven or earth, forever and ever and ever. Not the sweet by and by where God is. That's his territory. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. He ain't trying to come to heaven, man. He came to heaven. How? In the person of his Holy Spirit. But the Father God, hey, baby, he ain't coming to earth. If he came to earth, then, man, then the earth would be his territory. And heaven would be a colony of earth. He ain't coming down here. He came down here who? Through his Son, Jesus Christ. And now he's here in the person of his Holy Spirit. The very fact that the Holy Spirit is here now. The very fact that the colon has been reconnected. Now, man, you know about through the Holy Spirit, all that heaven consists of us. Who can lead us into that place? What spirit Joshua had Caleb had up on him? The Holy Spirit. What spirit the mother ten had up on them? They had a spirit, man. I heard Bishop Thomas say one time, they had the Holy Spirit, but that was the knockoff Holy Spirit. What Joshua and Caleb had was authentic Holy Spirit. Yeah, a lot of them talking tongues and everything else and doing and everything else, and they listen. I'm better going to let it knock off Holy Spirit. You look just like it and everything else, but I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, man, and come and lead us and guide us, man, into the truth. To do what, man? What do you say is there? So that, man, I'm talking about listening to this again. And not to establish it in the kingdom with but with what? With judgment and with justice. For henceforth, even forevermore. And you know what he said? With judgment and with justice, boy. He come, man, with judgment, man. He ain't come to judge you, man, mankind and their sin. He come to judge that devil, man, and the Antichrist, man. Of what, boy, bringing sin upon the whole human race. I told you, man, listen, it was by one man's disobedience that caused sin to come upon the whole human race that caused us to be plunged into, boy, with the life that we live here on this earth, man. That wasn't fair to you. That wasn't fair to me. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Listen, nobody had to teach me how to sin. It was my nature. Why? Because I was born that way. And I was born separated from God. And I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, man. I couldn't help but to sin. That was my nature, man. I was born on my way to a devil's hell. So I told you, boy, his grace and his mercy and do it forever. What are these mercy and his grace and doing? Forever, boy. He looked past all my faults and all my mistakes, boy, and he judged me righteously. Know how he judged me righteously? He's noticed here that through one man's disobedience, then death, the sin and death came upon the whole human race. How? Through one man's disobedience. You mean to tell me all that I've gone through and everything that I've done and the way I've been born and the way I'm living now, Father, know my rights and Christmas, man? Not knowing who I really am, where I really come from, why I really here, what I really can do, and then where I'm going to really end up at. You can't even tell me I'm walking around here lost, man, as a result of what Adam did back in Genesis chapter 3 when he willfully rebelled against or declared independence from God. And man, now it's on this earth the way it is here now when it was supposed to be on earth like it is in heaven. You mean to tell me all this is, man, that's going on now is a result of one man's disobedience? It caused all the pain and suffering, man, that we mankind been going through and doing all our best trying to get it in, trying to make it in, trying to quit doing it, trying to appease the deity, trying to find, man, that place, man, that we all looking for. What you looking for? Everybody looking for it. What for? The kingdom of heaven. All that, man, you know, anything more to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl. You lost it in Adam. And oh, it wasn't fair to you to be born this way and in this suffering and everything else. But he gave us a promise too. He said, well, hey, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with all the glory that God has for us. And I ain't talking about any sweet by and by. I'm talking about just like that one man messed up everything, man, and plunged our world here into what he is here today. The Bible say, boy, listen, and that prophecy, man, that God gave man about the Messiah, that boy coming with that government on his shoulder. And he coming to establish, boy, like it was the kingdom of David. And of that kingdom, there shall be no end. You know why I specified David there in that sense right there? Because, boy, let me tell you something. Out of all the kings that Israel had, boy, there was none greater than David. None greater than David. I told you, boy, what David was. David was man of man after God's own heart. What made that great with David? Let me tell you something about David, man, that you might not know, understand, and know about that. Every battle that David fought, he won. David was the only king that Israel ever had that subdued all their enemies. I'm going to say it again. Every battle that he encountered, man, he won. He might have lost a few little fights, but with the overall battle, maybe he won every one of them, man, until there was a time, man, where there was no more enemies to rout, man. I'm talking about he had subdued all of Israel's enemies, man. And then, man, there was no more war in the land. It was peace, man. And that's when he decided, man, to build a city, Jerusalem. What? Jerusalem, what? That city. Salam, what? That's peace. What? That the city of peace. I could there was no more enemies there. His kingdom endures forever. He won every battle. From the lion and the bear to Goliath and all the enemies and everything else, when he was the captain of the army, every battle that he fought, baby, he won. Until that was peace. No more enemies to rout. His kingdom endured to the end. No other kingdom, man. No other kingdom after that, man. They all lived in war after that. None of them. And that David, baby, boy, he was going to build a city, man, but he had too much blood on his hand. So he passed it on down to the next generation, Solomon, man. And Solomon built the city and the temple. In there, the city of peace, Jerusalem. Well, man, the fulfillment, man, of God's kingdom. No more enemies to fight. Well, man, I'm talking about, man, conquered everything that came in for us to conquer, overcame everything that came for us to go over. Won every battle, encountered men, many giants and many problems and circumstances and situations, even more the greatest enemy, even religion and lack of knowledge, man, of it. He told you, boy, the fields are ripe for harvest, but the labors are few. Well, no one really, man, I'll just sit and sow a seed out there. No one astonishes me about that word right there. Jesus told a man, he said, listen, don't go out there. He said, go to the Lord of the harvest. I go there, let you go. You say the fields are ripe for harvest, but the labors are few. They say, and listen, don't go, man, to the field. Go to the Lord of the harvest. Why? Because you ain't really ready, man. You're going to go out there with that religion, man. They ain't going to do nothing. We'll keep them running around in circles, man, and everything else. But go, man, and pray to the Lord of the harvest that he's sending late. Say, boy, I'm talking about that he go. See, many are called but few are chosen. And a lot went before they got sent. Listen, that's a divine process that God took Jesus through, man. Maybe before he begun, man, the work that God sent him to do upon the earth, in manifestation. He was born of the Spirit. That's number one. He received the Spirit. That's when he was about 12 years old, man. He said, I must be by my Father's will. He began to grow in the Spirit. Bible says he went right back home with his parents after they came looking for him and they found him, and he began to grow and gain favor with man. He grew in the Spirit. And then, man, you know, after around 30 years old, the Bible says, man, number four, he went down to the Jordan River, and boy, he was baptized in the Spirit. He still ain't open no blind eyes, or stopping no deaf ears, ain't did none of that yet, man, but going through a divine process. After being born of the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost, then after man receiving the Spirit, I must be about my Father's business when he was in the temple there. Then after going in the Spirit, went back home and grew in his family. Then about 30 years old, boy, the Bible says he was baptized in the Spirit. Down in the river, Jordan the Baptist. And after being baptized in the Spirit, man, then, man, the Bible says he was filled with the Spirit. That's number five. And the Spirit came upon him, and he was filled with the Spirit. And then after that, the Bible said, then he was led of the Spirit, going through a divine process. And he was led into the Spirit, into the wilderness, where he was tempted of the devil. And there he put the devil on his feet. And then the Bible said, and then he returned in the power of the Spirit. And from that time forth, he began to cast out devils and heal the sick and open blind eyes and proclaim, man, the good news of the kingdom. Where was the good news of the kingdom? Hey, listen, y'all. All that you've been born in is where you've been conditioned and trained to live like, and what you've been born in, sin and everything else, man. If you'll be willing to come on out of that and change, man, that mentality, man, back into the original mentality that God has for you, man, then all that life that you lost in there, that was going on in Genesis chapter 1 that and 2 that you lost in there, man, if you'll be with a man to change and come on out from this old way of living that you've been born and conditioned and trained to live like, if you'll be willing to give that up, change your whole way of seeing things and things, man, then all of the kingdom of heaven will be available to you. That's what I come bring back. But the Bible says from that time he began to preach that. What? The kingdom of heaven is near, is here again. That's the government that I came with on my shoulder. The kingdom of heaven. I came to bring back Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I come to bring back that relationship there that Adam and Eve had with God before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I come to teach you that. I come to train you up in that. I come, man, by the power of the Holy Spirit, man, to lead you into the reality of that. That life, what you call that art, the kingdom life. Hallelujah. Kingdom life. Bishop, I don't know how much time I got left, but just cut me off as we go, man, or whatever. But I say unto you once again, boy, all you who are blessed of your Father, if you tune into this radio broadcast, boy, you have an inheritance. And your inheritance is all of the kingdom of hell. All of the kingdom of hell. And that's yours. That belongs to you. And boy, the righteous judgment that he gonna do, boy, I'm talking about, boy, he's gonna judge sin, not you. He's going to give you back, man, what man you lost in Adam. That wasn't your fault that you were born in sin and shaping the nigga. You ain't have to come here that way. That's how you were born in jail. And boy, God kind of do his judge there. He said, that wasn't fair to you. So he come in and fix it up, man, for you and put you back in right standing with him. And man, brought to you the knowledge of what he's doing and set you back on course toward his purpose and his destiny for your life. What's his purpose and destiny for your life, boy? That it be in our life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. What he doing? He's searching to and fro the earth, looking for men and women that can help him, boy, establish that in there. That can help him, man, colonize very little help. They will come and sit at his feet. They will learn of him. They will learn, boy, about all about the kingdom of hell. He will call out to everybody, especially you or those in leadership positions. Hey, man, the religious leaders, man, they rejected him. They rejected the kingdom, man, of hell. Why? Because they was already trained and conditioned to think a certain way. That's why Jesus said you got to repent. You got to change. If you be willing to change, then, man, instead of religious rituals and ceremony and trying your best to make it in, you'll come on in, man, to a way that's already been made for you. And then you, instead of trying to live your life to get saved, you start living that way because you are saved. Instead of living and going around and around in the wilderness, man, you start, man, you know, giving your life in the promised land. Instead of trying to get saved, you start being saved. Hey, listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. Boy, my time is about up. And listen, if you ever want to correspond with us, you can always reach us at 713-870-3776. Once again, that's Arthur and Gail LaValle Outreach Ministry. That's 713-870-3776. Hey, listen, God bless you. We love you. We look forward to talking to you again. Remember this, all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. Come and let's get our stone. Come and let's go across the Jordan River into our inheritance, into the promised land, into the secret place of the Most High God, into the kingdom of heaven. One love, unconditional. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3700.